there was a few questions that I was asked recently by email, a few of the Talmidim. So I'm going to try to address one point that Chaim Citrin made and a few others as well. That really the Rav Dessler asks the kasha, so we'll just jump right in. Rav Dessler, and this is in Michtav Meliyahu, Chelek Dalet, page 301 and 302, really asks the Citron kasha, Mato Elis Bagalus, what's the benefit of this extended galus we're suffering? Hare, Hadoros Pochtim Beholchim. Our generations are getting weaker and weaker and smaller. The Eich Yavoa Tikkun. How on earth is the Tikkun going to actually come? How are we going to pass the test? This is Rav Dessler's kasha. Avala Emesi. The truth is, Shikol, and this is really something that the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Green has said many times to us in different ways. I'm going to try to bring it out here with a few sources now. Shikol Shehadoros Mitkatnim. So long as the, by the way, Rav Dessler is quoting the Arizal here, he says, okay. So he says, so long as the generations get smaller and smaller and weaker, v'hasviva mitrachekes yoter mitorah, and the surrounding population, the people, are getting more distant from Torah, hakiddush Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem that can be generated, Shebechol Netiya Kala LeTorah VeLavodas Hashem, Mitrabeh UMitgadel Ad Ein Shir. Every tiny move that we make towards Torah and Avoda Hashem is a gigantic Kiddush Hashem because of the fact that we're such small people, we're weak. Now, in the Sefer Hasidim, he quotes the Chidah and also brings it in Rav Chaim Vital, in the name of the Arizal, that we see, this is Rabbi Green really, what he said in the story. Sheroim shikidusha satanayim ve'amorim, amorayim, hu davar mavhil. When you look at the kedusha of the Tanayim, if we can even think about what they were, where they were holding, or the amorayim, it's frightening. Ve'lo yuchal adam bedoreinu. We can't do 1/100th of what they did. Forget about the Tanaim and the Moraim. The Arizal, the Grol. We're never going to have Torah like them. We're going to never have Kabbalah like them. So what's the point? What can we do that they didn't do? There's never even Mesiras Nefesh, the way they suffered in the Gullus, on the riding donkeys around the world, running away from villages, packing up their home, grabbing their Gemaras and running. Not on a disc, all the books saving them as they're running. A big green. And Beheshiv lo harabzal, this is the Arizal answering Rav Chaim Vital, She'ata gavra me'od ha-sitra achra. This is what Rav Chaim Citrin said also. In these days, the sitra achra, the forces of Tuma and the challenges we have, those nisyonos, is so strong. The ha-me'at she'osim ata, the little that we do now, chashuv lefanav yizbarach kaharbe shahars sha'asar rishon. That's the way the Arizal answered, ad kan lishon. The little that we do now is like worth the gigantic amount that the Gro and all of them did in their avodas Hashem, that we can't even touch the edge of in terms of the quantity, the output, what they did. But what we can do, the quality can be there because we are such a mess, such a disastrous mess right now. We're barely here. For every little thing we do right now has tremendous reward because it's so difficult for us. So that's one point. And now with that, let's go to another Chafetz Chaim who's on the same point. What to do now, Lamaisa? What are we supposed to do now? So, and this is in the Sefer Zachor LeMiriam, one of the Chafetz Chaim's many, many books in the Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. You'll find it in Perek Chaf 20, Perek 20. And he goes into the Hallel, the Chafetz Chaim. The Pasuk says, Bekra, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, ki leshimcha tein kavod, al chazdecha, al amitecha, lama yomru agoyim. So the trend, this we say in Hallel, Right? It says here, lo lanu, not for us, not for us, for you, Hashem, for your honor. Give kavod and chesed and truth to us. Give it to us. Why should the goyim say, where is their God? Where is their God? Now, that's the pasuk in Hallel. The Gemara in Pesachim, Taf Kuf Yud Ches, says that this is referring, this pasuk in the Tehillim, this parak of the Tehillim, which is in the Hallel, Lo Lanu, is talking about the time of Mechemes Gog U'Magog. That's one pshat. The Isda Amid is a machlokas in the on the Gemara there, who holds that it's talking about Chevlei Mashiach and the Zman Kadosh. But whatever it is, whether it's during the period of Gog U'Magog, or whether it's the period, the greater period of Chevlei Mashiach, this Tehillim reflects that time period, says the Gemara. So now the Chafetz Chaim asks Akasha. We have to understand, Madua, why Chilek HaKasu Yisrael LeGimel Madregas? Why are we divided into three categories in this Tehillim? What's the end of the Tehillim? It says, Yisrael Batach Bashem, Ezra Mumagin Amru, that's Yisrael. Base Aaron, Bitru Bashem, and Yirei Hashem, Bitru Bashem. What do we need the three? The house of Israel, Base Aaron, the house of Aaron, and the Yirei Hashem. What do we need all the three categories here to describe this time period of Gog U'Magog or Chevel Mashiach, according to the other Mandom or the Gemara? So says the Chafetz Chaim, it should have been enough to just say Yisrael Betach Bashem. We don't need Yisrael, Beit Aaron, Yirei Hashem. We don't need it. They're all included. So he says like this. The Kavana is like this. Kasher Nivayer. Dine Gimel Madregas Yeshna Bikla Yisrael. He says that this Tehillim is dividing up Klal Yisrael to three different categories, three levels. Number one, Beit Yisrael. They are Klal Yisrael, the lowest level, the masses of people, everybody. Beis Aaron, who are they? They're the Kohanim who teach Torah, teach Hashem's Torah and Hashem's Avodah and the mitzvos. That's the middle one. That's Beis Aaron. Number three is the Yir Hashem. Yirei Hashem, fears of Hashem. They're the highest level. I don't want those teachers, those Kohanim who don't have Yiras Hashem, but he's saying they're the Charedim El Devaro. They're afraid of Hashem's word, Shehem b'madrega lemalam and kohanim. They're the highest level. Okay, we can debate and understand what exactly are these three levels, who's in which category. It's not for us to judge, but listen to the chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim. Why did the pasuk divide us up into three parts to teach us the following? Ki be'ez mechemes Gog U'Magog, at the time of Gog U'Magog or Chevlei Mashiach, according to the other guy in the Gemara, the other Amora, as titgaber kol kach ba'ola midas hadin, the world is going to be in such a state of din, strict justice. Ad she'i efshe linatzel midas hadin akasha. There's no way to win here. There's no way. V'lechein, yeitzakasu, the pasuk is giving us, this Tehillim we say in Halal, is giving us eitza. V'yizireis osanu, he's giving us some motivation. Uparat otanu, he specifically singled everyone out. Lekol echad ve'echad me'ez de madrega shiyeh. Whatever it is, shenechazek et atzmenu be'ez ahi b'midas ha'bitachon. That's it. You just have to work on bitachon. U'bizchutan inatzel kulanu b'midas ha'din, ha'kasheh. Shititgaber az ba'olam, the whole world's going to be full of this din. We see it now, fire everywhere. And this will get us to be saved and remembered by Hashem. And this is the final pasuk. Kidiksi basrei, Hashem zacharon yivarech. That's the next Tehillim in the Hallel, which is also the same Tehillim that Kuftes Vav at the end of the Tehillim, the last psukim. It says, Zacharon Yivarech is Beis Yisrael. You strengthen your emuna. Category one, no matter even if the lowest level, even if you're the lowest level guy, mechazek your emuna, and guess what's going to happen? Yivarech es beis Yisrael, Yivarech es beis Aaron, Yivarech yirei Hashem. Everyone is included. Any category you're in that you think, if you're in the highest category, it's like, my emuna is great. I'm one of the charedim. Charedim. I don't have to work. No, you have to work on it. You will only get the bracha to save you during Gogu Mago. If you mechazek yourself, then you'll get that bracha to save yourself from Gogu Mago Guchev Levashiach. He's saying that's what we're learning during the Hallel. That is the juxtaposition of the two capitals next to each other in the Hallel. The first one is divide it up and you have to have bitachon. And then Yevarech, the three. Now, how do you do it? He doesn't discuss it in this Sefer. But Rav Elchanan Wasserman, his Talmud, does explain what to do during this Tkufa. So he says like this. He says, we're in the Tkufa of Yichus of the Mashiach. You know, he was one of the people who went back to his Talmidim in Germany and died over Poland. He went back and died over there. He was in America or wherever he was. He was free and he went back and Mamish died with them, all of his boys. So he writes, the Pasuk says here, he's going to get to it, Hakol Bishvil Yisrael, this period of time of Yikus of Mashiach, Hakatuv Amarti Ach Tiri Oti Tikri Musar, this is the Pasuk in Tzfanya, Gimel Zayin, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, it says, be afraid of me, and take some Musar. That's the Pasuk that Rav Elchanan is discussing now. He says, the whole purpose is, Lachnia, Levavam, Lavim Shebashamayim, just to have subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayahadiya hazot be'atzmihi, ha'etza ha'yehutza li'inatzel miroa ha'gzeros. This is the only way to be saved from the gzeros. Kakatu v'aya kasher yarim, he quotes the Mishnah that we know in Rosh Hashanah, famous Mishnah, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his arms up, and Hashem looks klapei mala, gavar Yisrael. The Jewish people win the war. The kasher nali meinenu mizeh, when we lower our hands and we stop thinking about Hashem, yikbaru atzaros. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So he says like this. He says, if you think that anything is happening by accident or by mikre, he says, this is the Rambam also that he's quoting, he doesn't quote it. Anything you think is a mikre, it just happens, it's a virus, it came from a baboon, a bat, I don't know what, the Chinese did it. If you really believe that they can kill so many people, so many Jews, you're nuts, he says. Ve'asafti li'asra etchem sheva patasetem. You think that it's by accident, the carry, a mikre, just, you know, this is the way the world works. And it's not Hashem who's doing every single thing, I'm going to make it worse. You think it's because a stupid police officer killed a black guy? That's why this is all happening? It's not. Hashem decided it's time to explode everything. That's what he decided. That's the attitude that he wants. The Ein Lanu, this is Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, Ein Lanu Shum Eitza V'Tachbula. There is no way out. You cannot find a way and hide in your office or hide that. It's not going to work. Nothing will work. L'inatzel Mi Hatzaros. You cannot hide. Ki Im Lahashi V'Tzlibenu. We have to bring our hearts, V'Likvor B'Da'atenu. We have to fix it in our brains. Ki yad Hashem ha'isabanu. Hashem's hand is smacking us. Lo mikra ha'ulanu. It's not by accident. No chance. It's not because they're rioting and this, that the thing is spreading. It's not. It's all nonsense. Those reasons, logical reasons that you think make sense, they are the thing we have to subjugate. And the only way out is to think of one thing. Hashem is on fire. He, Midas Adin, is stretched to its limits right now. There is no, everywhere in the world is about to be bombs and fires, wherever it is coming from. The only one way, it's all for us to think about one thing. Do we believe that Hashem is running the world? Do we believe Hashem is going to save us? If we do, we get the bracha of Yevarech, that's basically Israel. You don't think about that. You think about where they get a vaccine, the hospital, where's the Jewish genius scientists that are going to find the vaccine and the thing and the who and the what? Oh, of course, we want all that stuff. But don't, if that's going to take your mind off of, I have to work on my bitachon. I have to work on my bitachon. How do you work on bitachon? Mantra in your brain. First of all, don't watch the news. Very bad news to watch the news. You can immediately be taken to thinking it's Trump and this and that and who, everything, sovereignty, schmovereignty, all these things. That's what's going to dictate whether there's going to be death or destruction or safety. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. This doesn't mean you don't have to follow the rules and wear the mask. It doesn't mean that. Of course, doesn't mean that you could do bitachon in Hashem and be a moron. We know that that's sugi already. And do irresponsible things. That's not the way we live. We have to follow the rules, and it's even harder. We have to follow all the rules that they give us, knowing that these rules are nothing. And if Hashem is gozer, I'm going to get in. If Hashem is not gozer, I'm not. And I cannot weaken my hishtadlus despite my emunah. This is the game that that only the Jew can understand. My maisim mean nothing, but they are everything. If I don't do it, I'm doing an aveira, but don't think that this is shtatas and there's rubbing alcohol and all this is going to protect me. It's not true. Here we have all of our rabbis from previous generations telling us clearly, there's only one thing that's going to save you. Your bitachon and emunah. That doesn't mean you go outside and say, I want to make peace. And I'm not wearing it. I'm going to go hug all the corona people. You're nuts. You're going to die because you're a moron. You have to follow the rules. You have to do what the Torah teaches us. But after you do all those rules, you can't be sucked into the vacuum cleaner of believing that the rules are going to protect us. They will not. It is clear that this is Chevle Mashiach time. The fires are raging everywhere in the world right now with the corona mixing, and somehow people don't even care that there's a danger of death when they go and ride in the street. They don't care. Why? Hashem has made a decision. A decision. We are in great need of mechaziking our emunah to save basically the entire world. That's what it's talking about. That's it. There's nothing else. There's no philosophy. There's no chokhmas. There's nothing. Nothing. If you watch the CNN and it takes your mind off of this point, stop watching the CNN or the Yeshiva News or the Yeshiva World, whatever it is. It's all taking your mind off of one point. Hashem is doing this to us for one reason, one perfect reason, to save us from Chevle Mashiach. If you get the point, you'll be saved. You will be saved, whatever that means, being saved. You may die, but you're going to be in the great place at Olam Haba. As Rav Chanan Wasserman himself is a testimony to it. A tremendous bitachon in Hashem. But he was taken. Hashem took him. That we cannot ask kashas on those types of things. That's not something that we have the ability to comprehend. But this is the avoda right now. This is clearly the avoda we have to all think about and worry about. And one thing here, I can give you a Shimshon Pinkus and a story that everybody has. There's another Arizal, the Rav Chaim Vital and Eitz Hadas Tov that we found here that says the same idea. Od atid in Yisrael lios bachar isayam begalus Yishmael. We're in the Galus Yishmael right now. He's saying this is the worst one, says the Arizal. This is much worse than all the other ones. Well, the worst. They're going to shatidim lehetzer Yisrael tsaros kashos u'mishunos. They're going to make the Jewish people suffer pain, mishunas, weird pains, the weird deaths. Lo niru kmosa, that we've never seen before. We're going to be confused. We don't know what to do with ourselves. There is no hope. Zulati shenifach bekocho hagadol yizbarach shiyoshienu miyadam. That's it. There is no hope other than one thing. Hashem will save us. Just saying the words but following the news is not going to work. You have to really follow this and pump it into your head, pump it into your heart. Start thinking about Hashem saving us from all of these disasters. They're from all the angles. And not the army is going to protect us, and not this, and not that. Nothing. It's just Hashem. The more we can pump this into our heads, and it's hard, it's very hard, and into our hearts, the more we will be zoche to get the bracha at the end of the Hallel, or the next capital in the Hallel, Yivarech es beis Hashem, Yivarech es beis Aaron, Yivarech yirei Hashem. Everybody have a good day. Do you have any questions, Daniel Rostam, before I finish? Yes, please.
Just one question. We also hear quite often that tshuva, 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 we should always be doing tshuva. Is that not as important as emunah? No.
Do tshuva, but the number one thing to do tshuva for right now is bitachon in Hashem, that none of the midas adin that's going on in the world, I'm just going back over the Arizal and the Chafetz Chaim and all these people, none of these things that are going on in the world have anything to do with teva and nature. Nothing. None of it. That's the main avoda, to move our brains away from thinking that some stupid man in Minnesota, a murderer, whatever you call him, what? Yeah. Where is he from? Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm sorry to tell you, okay? Just for the record. And that he's responsible for all this. It's stupidity. It's childish stupidity. It's childish Torah stupidity. It's definitely the reality of what triggered an explosion. But to think that that's what's going to cause death and destruction and Jews and suffering, it's not. It's all Chevlei Mashiach. It is all a Gog Umagog, whatever you want to call it, whatever that Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufyud Ches is referring to. And the only response is one thing, bitachon, that Hashem is running this and there is no way out. You can lock yourself up and hide and it will work. There's only one thing that will save us. Bitachon in Hashem gets us the bracha. No matter what category of Klal Yisrael you're in. I'm not against tshuva. You have plenty of time during the day. But now that you're not watching the news anymore, you don't have to, you have plenty of time now to go and think about all of the things that all the tshuva I have to do and all of the mantras or whatever avoda we have to do to put it into our hearts. Yes?
There's one last question. Yeah, that... It's every schmooze we're hearing is indicating that the times are getting closer and closer to Mashiach now-ish, it seems. But isn't Mashiach supposed to come when we don't expect it? If so, how does that steer work?
They gave us simanim. They gave us these signs as to what's going to take place. They told us it's going to be incredible. We're going to get into it. The poverty, that's going to start tomorrow, and what's going to happen in the world. They told us what's going to happen, and many of the Gedolei Yisrael over the last 100 years have all said, this is it. Not that they haven't said it in previous generations as well. And they have. And whether or not this is going to actually be the end or not, it doesn't make a difference. We still have to believe in Hashem. That's it. We still have to have bitachon. Despite every single day that continues, that we don't have him, and he's not here yet, and it's getting worse and stranger and more bizarre things are taking place in the world. That we haven't seen in recent times anything like this. We have to believe that this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if anybody thinks anything else, that it's because of Bibi or this one or the other one, it's stupidity or Trump. He's the reason why these things are nonsense. None. It's all Hashem.
So there's no contradiction then, really, the fact that we were told not... that Mashiach should come when we least expect it, if you will. But now we have simanim that we should expect it. There's no contradiction.
Clear. Look how much times we've seen it from the World War I, the Chafetz Chaim and the Brisker Rav and all of these people that we spoke about it last week or the week before, they were all saying, this is it. This is clear. Okay? So I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Everybody, have a good day. We're going to have a Shir Klali today. Mar Makomos, I believe, have already been